views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I have from across the ocean to South Africa, a wonderful guest today who I have met in person on his amazing biodynamic farm, Angus McIntosh, who was a successful London-based Goldman Sachs stockbroker, and he declined a promotion, left his job, moved to South Africa, married, I would have to say, a beautiful lady, and became a farmer. So Angus has a phenomenal vision of what he has already done and what he will continue to do on his biodynamic farm on a very large scale, and you're going to hear a lot about that in the next hour. So first of all, welcome, Angus.
Thank you, David. It's an honor and a privilege to be speaking with you again.
So you grew up on a cattle ranch in KwaZulu-Natal on the west coast of South Africa. You studied management accounting at Stellenbosch University before becoming a stockbroker at Goldman Sachs in London for over 4 years. You declined this promotion. You built a clay home with inspiration from various folks along the way. And then you decided to engage in biodynamic farming. So I have to ask you, from those who have never heard of Rudolf Steiner, who is the inspiration for biodynamic farming, please briefly explain what it is, how it is different from the monoculture that we see in the West, especially in the United States and in other nations, and what you're really doing on your beautiful farm.
Thank you. The biodynamics epitomizes holistic thinking in agriculture, whereas the conventional food that most people, certainly in North America, eat comes from reductionist thinking. The underpinning philosophies behind these different forms of agriculture really are very, very different from each other. How did the word biodynamic itself is quite an interesting word. Bio being life and dynamic being change. And the history of the movement, which is really the oldest organized organic agricultural movement, biodynamics is a very advanced form of organic agriculture. Was when this man you referred to earlier, Rudolf Steiner, who gave something like 6,000 lectures in his relatively short life, was approached by a group of farmers in Germany and who were very unhappy with what was happening on their land. The fertility of their seeds was going down, their cattle were getting sicker, and they were really puzzled as to what had happened. It so turns out that this was a few years after the start of chemically based NPK fertilizer agriculture, which is the dominant agricultural paradigm today. And Steiner then, on an estate, which is in now Poland, had a series of lectures, which then formed the cornerstone of this agricultural movement. And the three basic things about it is that fertility needs to be created on the farm. And if we can pause and just imagine a farm where fertility is created on that farm. If you look at the cornfields of Iowa, fertility is not created on those farms. What they use to grow the corn are fertilizers which are made many, many miles away using a huge amount of energy The effect of these fertilizers is, yes, they get the plants to grow to a certain degree, but they also destroy the carbon in the soil and lead to a dead zone off the Mississippi River, which is the biggest dead zone in the world, one of 405 dead zones. And when I'm talking about a dead zone, I mean there is no life in the dead zone. I find it very difficult to comprehend a place where there is no life. I don't know how much more specific you'd like me to get, David. You must please interrupt me. I could talk for hours about this.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, you have 126 hectares, which is a lot. I mean, a hectare is like 2.4 acres. So this Correct. Is a huge farm. Your dad was a cattle rancher, and you learned a lot growing up, and yet you've taken a different tack. And it's mm-hmm. and it's already proving successful because you're working with a lot of local restaurants. You're proving that it can actually work to go organic or biodynamic and not use the current methodology in the West, which that paradigm is, it really has to die out because it's not sustainable. So how is biodynamic farming changing what is going on in South Africa around you? And I understand you speak like four languages, including Zulu, and you have a lot of local people working on your farm, and you communicate to them in their own language, which is amazing. And I've seen you in action, and it's totally phenomenal. So just tell us more about your farm, how it works, and what plants and animals you're raising.
Okay, our farm is a farm called Spear, S-P-I-E-R. It is just outside the town of Stellenbosch, which in itself is about 30 minutes from Cape Town, which is right at the southern tip of Africa. When I left my job in London and I started building the house, I brought down a whole lot of Zulu builders. The best guys I've kept, and the Zulus all grow up with cattle. So a lot of them stayed to work on the cattle and then migrated onto the chicken business. The staff are also a lot of local staff who mainly work in the vineyards. My responsibilities on the farm are fertility primarily, and we produce beef cattle. We are sadly the only farm in the whole country with our own grass-fed beef butchery. The paradigm in South Africa for protein is very much like the USA, huge factories, concentrated animals, huge levels of antibiotics, growth hormones, et cetera, et cetera. So we really are, I like to call it the holistic, ballistic end of the spectrum. And then we also have 21 hectares of vineyards, which will be Demeter certified in March of next year. That is the biodynamic certification, which is, as I said, a level beyond organic. And then we have approximately 4,200 laying hens on the farm. Our laying hens is an idea inspired by a farmer in Virginia, USA, called Joel Salatin, who built mobile chicken houses, which he called eggmobiles. And we have about 16 eggmobiles where we move our chickens on a daily basis to a new part of the farm where they can fertilize a new part of the farm and they get new vegetation every time.
Well, you know, for people in the United States who go to fast food places, what you have to realize is that the chicken that you eat, the beef that you eat, is produced almost like mechanically in these gigantic factories, and is very it's unsustainable for the long term because it's using a lot of carbon. You know, for anybody who's maybe concerned about the environment and the long term effects of what is happening, but more importantly, the use of these chemicals and fertilizers and the synthetics that are taken up into the food comes through to you. And then you shouldn't be surprised if you start having health issues or cancers because everything that, you know, you are what you eat. So how is your chicken, how is your beef different than what people would experience if they went to a fast food place or just went to the local grocer and got regular chicken or regular beef?
Okay. The beef is a very simple one. A cow, by definition, is a herbivore. not a granivore. It is it's an animal with multiple stomachs designed to take grass and forbs and herbs and produce meat and milk from it. Man, in its wisdom, has forced these animals to become monogastric, in other words, one-stomach animals. They pump them full of grains. And the result of that is the meat gives you cancer because the omega-6 and 3s are incorrect. The fats are the incorrect ones. Because if you eat the animal that's raised like it's supposed to be, the nutritional experience is completely different. The fats are correct. The omega-6 and 3s are in balance. The CLA count, conjugated linoleic acid, which is an anti-cancer, is 6 times higher in grass-fed beef than in grain-fed beef. And then we haven't even touched on the environmental impacts of this way of raising animals.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break. I'm speaking with Angus McIntosh, all the way from the Republic of South Africa near Cape Town. And stay with us. You're going to hear a lot more about what's going on there and how we can improve things upon our earth.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And my guest today, all the way across the world from the Republic of South Africa, is Angus McIntosh, who owns a wonderful, very large farm that uses biodynamic principles in all of the raising of the crops and the animals. So what unique methods do you use exactly, Angus, in soil preparation, growing, and harvesting?
David, we use a combination of tools to prepare the soil. However, we plant perennial pasture. So the soil preparation, fortunately, only happens once. And then after that, it's a function of building the soil fertility. And then on the grapes, we can talk about the harvesting. So with the soil preparation, we use a combination of the one tool that we do use is a tool developed in Australia. It's one of the very few good things that has come out of Australia. But it is developed by a man called Peter Yeomans, Y-E-O-M-A-N. And it's the most amazing tool that brings air into soil without breaking the soil structure. There's, you know, I've never thought about soil as needing a structure, but it does need a structure to function properly. And as an aside, how many microorganisms do you think, David, live in one teaspoon of healthy soil?
Well, I already know the answer, so you better tell our audience.
So there's a billion microorganisms in a teaspoon of soil. More microorganisms in a handful of soil than there are humans on Earth. And conventional agriculture, which is on the opposite end of the spectrum from what we do, is at war with those guys. Whether it's through the chemicals they pour on the soil or the way they work the soil, they destroy this matrix of life that in turn grows plants to give us life. I'm digressing from your original question. So in terms of soil preparation, we try and do as little as possible, as effectively as possible with a Yeoman plow. We're very specific about when we plant. Everybody who surfs knows that at full moon, the oceans are much bigger and much more powerful. So the moon has exerted a force on the ocean. A plant is 97% water. And so the moon also exerts forces or energies onto plants. And so accordingly, working with the moon and particularly planting in the 2 to 3 days leading up to a full moon, you get excellent germination. So we will make sure that we plant our pastures at that time. And we plant multi-species pastures because the first law of nature is the law of diversity. No one listening to this radio show can only eat one thing or do one thing, and nature's the same. And then once the plants are up and out of the ground, we apply the various biodynamic preparations. Now, these were, I think we're going to talk a little bit about Rudolf Steiner later, but in essence, one of the elements of Steiner's thinking in agriculture is that life is an energetic process. Photosynthesis is an energetic process. So there's this energy streaming into Earth all the time. And by aligning yourself with these preparations, you can align yourself, for example, with the calcium process and enhance the calcium process on your farm. So we also put these preparations down. And then the last thing that we do is we use our animals in what's called the rotational grazing method. Some people in America refer to it as mob grazing, high density grazing. The principle, which was espoused by a man called Alan Savory, who actually lives in America now, is that you put a lot of animals in a small space for a short period of time. And you rest for a long time before bringing them back there. In our case, approximately 6 to 8 weeks. Some of the best soils in the whole world are in America in the prairies. And these soils were created by millions and millions of bison. So you had wolves and Indians around the edges of the bison, and these bison would graze and move off and keep grazing and then return to the same place 6 weeks, sometimes a year later. And we're just mimicking nature in that way.
Wonderful. Well, you know, my mother grew up in a farm in southern Minnesota, and before World War II, everything was organic. And then after the war, they had an excess of nitrates from bomb making. And what did they do? They they put these in the soil as fertilizers, and it's not creating a balanced soil, as you mentioned earlier, for the proper matrix for all plants, not just corn and soybeans as grown in the Midwest, but all, you know, wheat, everything. So what are your long-term goals for your property? What is your vision of how it can positively impact the local culture and maybe even the economy of South Africa?
David, I love the fact that you've inspired me to spread my wings that far. My goal for the farm is first and foremost one of fertility. It needs to be a complete haven of fertility. I dream the people who arrive on this farm who know nothing of farming, which is most people, unfortunately, will immediately realize that there's something very, very different about being on this farm. So the way to do that is to do what we've been doing, which is concentrate the animals, move them off, both the chickens and the cattle, apply these biodynamic preparations to enhance the energetic part of the growing part of plants, and use and try and introduce more species of grasses, because each one of the grasses and legumes has a different relationship with the microbes in the soil. Bring on different animals. You know, a donkey has a very different energetic impact on a farm as opposed to a pig, which also has a different impact to a cow. You know, sheep's manure, for example, is very high in potassium. Potassium is a very difficult mineral to get into the soil. But if it's biologically available in the form of sheep's manure, it makes it much easier to go into the soil. And of course, I hope that some of my neighbors will look to see what we're doing and take it from there. But David, you know, we've been farming 6 years. We've got just starting to break through. We need to really make things better here first before we start reaching out further.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful blog, and people can go to www.farmerangus.co.za, and you can read up to, I think it's 18 different blogs on all kinds of topics of what you're doing on your farm, and see amazing pictures of how everything is in operation. So tell us about your winery and the growing of grapes and how you do it and how it's working out for you so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, growing the grapes is a very simple thing, really. My biodynamic teacher is a man who lives in France called Nicolas Joly, J-O-L-Y. And on his business card, he has printed, "Not winemaker, nature's assistant."
I love it.
And so this is the key of Steiner's introduction to biodynamics is he opens you to these possibilities of how nature operates. And so the grape growing is a function of making sure the plant is happy, the plant is in balance, it has the nutrients that it needs. And the result is that if you've done all of this, what happens is that by the time the plant is harvested, all the work has actually been done. All that happens in the winery is it's a nursery.
Wow.
Whereas conventional winemaking, the fact that, you know, the grapes, and it might sound a little bit strong, but the grapes are mutilated in the vineyards. The result is that the grapes arrive in a conventional wine cellar unable to become wine. And then the winemakers have to add a whole range of chemicals. Conventional wine has up to 50 artificial chemicals in it. There are 350 artificial yeasts you can choose from that will make your wine taste the way you want it to taste. So it's high chemistry in the wine cellars, because this natural process, or the natural ability of the wine, of the grape to become wine, has been interfered with.
Go ahead.
No, please carry on.
So you do it more organically and naturally, and I've seen the pictures on your blog, and the people seem so happy working both with the vines themselves, which really required some help because they had been grown with chemical methodologies before, and you have kind of changed the tag, and it takes a little while for the restoration of the balance so that they can return to their kind of their natural state, right?
Yes. I mean, the best analogy I had of a plant that is grown conventionally is or with the NPK fertilizers that can be big farms use, is that it's like feeding someone through the through their vein intravenously. They don't really have a choice as to what they take in. The body just has to take what it's given. Whereas organic and biodynamic agriculture, you're feeding the plant through its mouth. And when you feed through your mouth, you chew and your body absorbs what it needs. And I've always thought that's a wonderful analogy to explain the difference in these two methods of agriculture.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, my guest today is Angus McIntosh from South Africa. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. This is very intriguing to me, and I'm looking forward to more sharing. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my guest today is Angus McIntosh from South Africa. And we're talking about biodynamics, his wonderful farm in South Africa, and what he's doing to kind of change the whole paradigm of agriculture in general there, and really bringing richly vital food to the local markets. You know, in the United States, there's a great movement now for buying local, buying organic, farm to plate, farm to schools. Tell us what you're doing in terms of actually producing products right there that then are marketed through grocery stores or through the restaurants.
Yes, David, my biggest lesson in the almost 6 years I've been farming has been that farming is 50% production and 50% marketing. And the reason for that is that farmers, there are less and less farmers every year, and the pressure on the farmer gets bigger and bigger because he does not have a direct relationship with the end consumer. No matter which country you are in, the farmer probably gets between 10 and 25% of what you pay at the shop. And that's why marketing is so imperative and getting a direct relationship with my end consumer, which I've been in a very fortunate position to live in a part of the country that's open to alternative agriculture, namely Cape Town. And so a lot of my business is directly with restaurants. Increasingly, though, I'm in quite a few retail stores. We package all our own produce. We started a butchery in January this year, the only on-farm grass-fed beef butchery in the country. And so we're supplying people with meat from our farm directly. And, you know, we also have people to come and visit the farm, and we don't call them farm tours anymore. We call them real food safaris. So anytime you want a real food safari, you can hop on a plane and come visit me.
Wonderful. Well, when I met you, you met us at the airport barefoot, and you walk around everywhere barefoot. And you also, how many languages do you know, and which languages?
Zulu was the first language I spoke, which is why I struggle a little bit in English. And I also speak Afrikaans. And then just enough Italian to get by. And my Zimbabwean, actually, you know, one of the losses to Zimbabwe has been its people, but it's been our gain. I employ lots of people from Zimbabwe. They are wonderful people, and they're teaching me Shona, which is their language.
Wonderful. Well, you do have a lot of animals on your property, and there's obviously a relationship between the staff and the animals and even your children. Now, how do your children jive with what you're doing, and are they involved in the processes that you're engaged in? And what do you feel that they're going to take up where you're leaving off and take it further?
It doesn't actually, whether my children take over or not, doesn't really matter to me. I certainly plan to be around a long time. And if none of my children want to take it over, then you know, my grandchildren will take it over. It's very interesting. As the children grow, my children are now 9, 11, and 13. As they grow at different times, they show different interests in what we do on the farm. One of them is very connected to the biodynamic stirring part, which is where you take these preparations, you potentize them in water, and then you spray that water out onto the land. And he's very connected with that. The youngest is showing a different interest. So I think as they become older, they might not want to farm, because I've had three careers in my life. I was a stockbroker. I was then a builder. I managed a construction exercise for about 4 or 5 years, and I'm a farmer. And I can tell you, farming is by a long way the hardest thing I've done.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. But it might be too hard for my kids.
Well, I grew up near Chicago, and my dad worked in downtown Chicago in the city. And then we moved to a farm in southern Illinois, and that's when I had a great awakening by actually growing gardens, working with cows, chickens, and we had 127 acres. And it was absolutely just one of the best times of my life. Unfortunately, now my wife and I have almost 6 acres. We're doing permaculture, which is a whole nother thing than what, you know, the way it was done back in southern Illinois in Carbondale, which was corn and soybean country. So have you taken what you've learned from Steiner and kind of augmented it or introduced other practices that,
Absolutely.
You know, based on the practicality of what you're experiencing as you're as you're, experimenting on your farm.
Of course. Listen, I learn from everybody who comes to the farm. Sometimes what not to do and how to refine things. Steiner gave some fantastic insights. One of them, of course, being that animals have an incredibly important part to play on the farm. The earthworms look after the soil, the cattle look after what goes on above the soil, and the bees look after the sky. And we are fortunate that we've got all three of those. The cow plays a very, very important part in biodynamic agriculture. She's the most fertile animal that we know. No other animal can produce a calf every year and turn grass into meat and milk. Then So in addition to Steiner's things, I mentioned Joel Salatin, this American farmer. He's been a huge inspiration. He doesn't practice biodynamics, but we use a lot of his methods. We have one of his ideas is the principle of stacking. Beef, and the third income stream from our pasture is carbon credits. Our soil tests are analyzed in America actually every year, and then they're audited, and as a result, carbon credits are available for sale from our beef and chicken operation, which is the exact opposite of most beef and chicken operations, which actually destroy the soil and cause global warming.
Well, having been in the economic field and seen, the results of our industry and agribusiness in general, and, how we are unfortunately not maintaining the fertility of the soil throughout the world, and yet there are movements that are returning to this, even in other places in Africa. What do you see this transitioning to ultimately? And are there those around you who are actually being inspired by what you're doing and then changing their methodologies?
Yeah. David, can we talk about the economic question first?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a management accountant by training, and one of the subjects I like talking about is the dishonesty of the current accounting paradigm. The beef that you eat or buy, rather, at your fast food outlet is dishonestly priced. The health damage to the human being is not in the price. The environmental damage to the way not only the animal that produced that burger patty was raised, but its food was raised is not in the price. And if you could put a price on the suffering of animals, then that's not in the price either. I realize it's an academic discussion because a lot of my staff are they're farm laborers and they will buy the cheapest food they can buy, regardless of its health impacts. So the economic question. Look, the farm has to make money. If something doesn't make money, it's not sustainable. But the other two legs of sustainability are environmental sustainability, and we believe our farm is environmentally sustainable. The soil carbon increases every year. The water is purer that comes off the farm. And then people is the third leg of sustainability. We work very hard on lifting our people's skills, incorporating them in various exercises. This week we had a Bulgarian opera singer in the morning singing in the circle with us. Just absolutely hilarious.
Wonderful. Well, example of this economic thing, there's local eggs here where I live in Livingston, Montana. Mm. And you can get the cheapest ones for $1.75 a dozen, but we purposely choose the most expensive, which are $5.99 per dozen, because we know the lady that grows the chickens. We know what she puts into the feed, what she feeds them. I've talked to her personally. So I encourage all of you listening out there to get to know, the farmer, if you can, who raises the food that you eat, because when you understand the dynamics of what Angus is sharing, you have a much more informed choice to make to support sustainability, to support either organic or what they call biologic and Europe or biodynamics. And by doing this, you are actually impacting the long-term sustainability of the planet, how we can have a true economy based on what, you know, Angus is sharing with us. And really, you're supporting truth as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, you're listening to
Dave. There's a break coming up, but I'd love to talk about that point you've just raised after the break, if I may.
Wonderful. And if we have any callers, you can call 1-800 in the United States, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to have a question or two for Angus. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. My guest today from the Republic of South Africa is Angus McIntosh. Much more to come. See you in a few minutes.
Sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. We're in our last segment here. And before I return to Angus, I'd like to say that we have a wonderful event coming up in San Diego, California, December 18th through 21st. The 12 Archangels Resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. You can go to heartscenter.org. That's hearts, H-E-A-R-T-S, no apostrophe, center.org. to check out more about it, look at the program, and register. Also, if you would like a free ebook called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us, go to heartcenter.org, and we'll be happy to send you one free of charge. And next week, my guest will be an amazing person, Dr. Gabriel Cousins. He's a holistic physician and Ayurvedic practitioner, a Chinese herbalist, a world-leading diabetes researcher, and founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation and Tree of Life Center in the United States in Patagonia, Arizona. He's an author and an amazing guy. Met him back in San Francisco in 2006, and we're going to be talking about some really amazing stuff. So that's next week, same time, same station. So we're going to return now to Angus. And before the break, you were mentioning, we were talking about economics. So you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'd be amiss if I didn't mention Wendell Berry, who is the cancer, I think it's in Kentucky. Yeah, he's a Kentucky-based farmer and amazing author. And Wendell Berry has the most wonderful phrase, which is, we are all farmers by proxy. Now, a proxy is a financial term, actually, where you give authority to someone to vote on you on your behalf. And this principle of we are farmers by proxy is that all of us eat. I suspect there might be a few breatharians listening to your show, David, but that would be the only show, radio show in the world that has breatharians listening to it. But most of us do eat. And every time we eat, we choose the farmer. And the agriculture is either destructive or it's regenerative. There's nothing in between. And sadly, most of the food, certainly in the supermarkets and fast foods, is destructive agriculture behind it. Whereas there is such a thing as regenerative agriculture. It's the paradox of agriculture is that it can be incredibly destructive and yet also have this ability to heal the earth. You know, for me, the great paradox of America, or one of the paradoxes in America, is that it's the country that gave birth to chemical agriculture, to Monsanto, to this very dominant paradigm, and yet it's the place in the world where artisanal food, organic farming is so exciting. And it must be really exciting to live in the U.S.
Well, there are farmers' markets cropping up everywhere. People, you know, including the local farmers, like to come to them because there's great food that they can buy. You know, and it's wonderful to see the fresh food right after it's grown and plucked from the ground. Now, I have a question here from someone. It says, how do you respond to the question that some say we need to boost production to avoid future world hunger? Because, you know, the paradigm that when we were growing up, all the United States is producing all this food and we're feeding the world. But you've shared that it's destructive to the soil and ultimately it's not sustainable. So what do you say to people that say that?
The first thing I want to say is thank you for asking me the question. I love answering that question. But before we answer the question, I've got a quick question for you, David. Imagine all the kilograms of food produced by farmers in the world every year. Mm-hmm. You can just imagine the size of those, of that mountain of food. Now, do you think that globally more food is produced or more kilograms of topsoil are lost?
Well, I can intuit that it's probably the latter.
Okay. It's the latter by a multiple of 20.
Wow.
20 times more topsoil is lost than food produced. So we have to support regenerative agriculture. Anyway, but just back to the question about feeding the world. Today, with these destructive agricultural practices, enough food is produced to feed between 11 and 14 billion people. Okay, we don't have a food production problem. What we do have a problem is that people are sick. Obesity is going through the roof. Cancer is going through the roof. Diabetes is going through the roof. Autism going through the roof. The wrong people produce the wrong food in the wrong places. So I don't know if that's answering the question, but that's how I answer that question. It's yet the dominant paradigm of chemical agriculture uses that canard to justify its existence. And so it's entirely mainstream thinking, but we need to feed 9 billion by 2050. It's nonsense.
So, yeah, I mean, you just travel around the world like I have, and you see the amount of space and land that's not in production, and you know that we can actually do it. It's just it has to be the right type of production. And, you know, earlier you mentioned Monsanto, which probably is about the most hated business in the world, especially in the United States, but also in Europe and other nations, which they're rejecting GMO grown crops. Mm-hmm. None of your crops are GMO grown, right?
No, none of mine are GMO grown, right? But let me just explain. You talked earlier about what are my goals for my farming and the country. South Africa is the only country in Africa that has allowed GMO crops.
The only country in all of Africa.
Yes. And and so the result is that they have taken over. The soya chain is 99% contaminated, and the corn chain is 82% contaminated with GMOs. And you know, that's a very, very big problem. So I've managed to find non-GMO corn for my chickens. But I've got the story on my blog, but unfortunately the protein component has to be soya oil cake, and I can only get GMO soya. There's not even one non-GMO soya grower, let alone organic soya grower in the whole country.
Ridiculous. Well, it's the same problem here. I mean, unless you specifically look for it, and find it in a health food store or something, all the corn and soybeans here is to completely GMO, you know, modified. So, tell us what your basic message is now for our audience, because we're coming up on the last 2 minutes, and just, you know, encapsulate a little bit about what we've shared, or just what you'd like to tell people about where you see things going on your farm and what we need to do throughout the whole world.
I really think we've got to remember Wendell Berry's words. We are all farmers by proxy. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to food. Almost most of my friends have no care for what they eat. They believe the Western myth that doesn't matter what you eat, doesn't matter what you say, it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter what you drink. There's a pill to fix everything. And by supporting farmers who are healing the earth, you can change that paradigm. And farmers need help. They really do. And so eating biological, biodynamic food is nourishing food.
Wonderful. And again, your blog, people can go online to farmerangus.co.z. as in zebra, A. Again, that's Farmer Angus, ANGUS.CO.ZA. Read one of 18 different blogs on all kinds of amazing topics that share what he's doing on his property. Angus, it's been a pleasure being with you today. Thank you so much for taking this call. And you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. And, you know, again, we appreciate your support. And call in with questions for next time. And we're going to sign off now, and stay tuned to your heart, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings, and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.